You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
All right, back and better than ever. Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. Delighted you're with us on this Wednesday. It's going to be a fascinating journey. I've been doing this job a really, really long time. I did my first talk show 32 years ago. You would think that at this stage, absolutely nothing could surprise me. Think again, my friends. Aaron Rodgers might wind up running for vice president of the United States. I didn't have that one on the bingo card. Let's go.
Here we go!
Only one place to start.
All right, that's our place to start. What can I tell you? I got Kmart hanging around after we finished the show. I got Hembo here. I got the assembled members of the hashtag crew around me to sort of try and attend to my psychological well-being. On a day that can only be described as the day that everything literally went crazy, okay? I've been a Jet fan. My fandom to the Jets has been the one thing that has sort of tethered me to the earth through all of the ups and downs of life. It's the one thing I could always count on, good times and bad. And Lord knows there have been a lot more bad than good. But I'm not going to lie to you. I take a little walk with my son yesterday. He's home from college. He says to me, we get home. We open up the phones. He says to me, hey, Dad, am I seeing this correctly? Is Aaron Rodgers running for vice president of the United States? And from that moment forward, nothing was ever the same. Ever the same. So I bring in Madam Secretary Kimberly Martin, who I'm anticipating now being at a press conference this fall and asking the following question. Mr. Vice President, why did you check the ball down on 3rd and 9? It looked like you had Garrett Wilson open on the deep shot. This is the world I live in now, Kmart, and for the life of me, I don't know what to do about
it. Yeah, we're in another dimension, baby. Listen.
We are.
I said it on Sportsman like today. Just buckle that seatbelt, lay back, put your hands up, enjoy the roller coaster, because this is a wild ride none of us could have predicted, but I'm here for it. I'm absolutely here for it, because it's the New York Jets, and as somebody who was there when Tim Tebow had his press conference many moons ago, I love this team. I love this beat. Don't ever change, Jets. Don't ever change.
Let me ask you an honest question, because it is an honest question. If Aaron Rodgers is indeed chosen by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Mm-hmm. as his running mate on this independent presidential ticket, do you believe that Rodgers would have to retire from football in order to pursue that? Or do you think those two things could actually happen at the same time?
I think Aaron Rodgers is either so smart, so delusional, so stubborn that he will try to do both and try to do both well. And he, like, can you imagine telling Aaron Rodgers, hey, bro, you need to pick between being a starting quarterback or, you know, helping out in government? I can't really see. It's so ridiculous, but I also can't see Aaron Rodgers saying, you know what? The judicious thing to do would be, yeah, I should only pick one. No, I can totally see him being like, hey, bros, I'll be there for warm-ups on Sunday, but... You know, me and RFK Jr., we got some
well, that's
Gaza
the thing.
Business
like,
to discuss.
If you're Woody Johnson, let's live in a world where Aaron Rodgers decides. Let's live in a world, Hembo, let's live in this world. Because I think this is an actual thing that could happen.
In this world.
In this world, where RFK Jr. does select Aaron Rodgers as his running mate.
sorry.
Okay.
This world.
I understand.
World.
This is the world we live in. So now... I'm making you Woody Johnson. You're the owner of the Jets.
Okay.
Because this is not a conversation you have with the coach. It's not a conversation you have with the general manager. It's a conversation you have with the owner. You go to his office and you say, Woody, I want to continue being the quarterback of this team, but I'm going to run for vice president at the same time, and it's going to interfere to some degree with my duties, but you have my word that I will. I know enough about being a great quarterback that I can manage both of these things at the same time. If you're Woody Johnson, what do you say to that?
By the way, is Woody Johnson still like a consulate overseas for us?
No, no.
He was the during the Trump presidency. Yes.
Okay. And yeah.
So there's another layer to that, too.
Right. He was the ambassador to the UK.
No, you may not.
Well, he doesn't, but Woody does not involve. Woody doesn't have to be like in the quarterback meetings every single Wednesday.
I got it. But Aaron, we got Zoom. We have Skype. We have FaceTime. Aaron can
just check in from the campaign trail.
The answer is obviously no. You can't do both.
Come on, Emo.
You can't be a vice presidential nominee and our quarterback. You can absolutely not do that.
And if I say why, what's your answer?
Yeah. If you're Aaron Rodgers saying why,
right.
And you're asking Woody Johnson.
Right.
Because we are paying you to quarterback this football team, and we need all of you, not just whenever you can do this job. You can't do both jobs.
But I'm telling you two things. One, I can do it. Mm-hmm. I can manage both.
Yeah.
I know what it takes to be a great quarterback, and I'm telling you I can do it. Two, I'm telling you I'm by far your best option.
Yeah.
Where are you going to do? Trade up from 10 to take J.J. McCarthy
it's
right now?
It's not tenable. It is
not
tenable with the schedule.
All of your teams, watch every single good. They got four good young players on that team who are going to want, we're going to race each other to the door to get out of town. Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, Sauce Gardner. They couldn't get out of here fast
Being
enough.
Being on the campaign trail is exhausting.
But okay, I'm going to admit something now. I don't really know this. If you're the third-party candidate, like I'm old enough to remember when John Anderson was a third-party candidate for the presidency many, many years ago. There are always others who run for it. Like, do they do all of the same? They're not campaigning
They're
all the
not.
Time. They're not like having a rally in Minnesota this week because it's a swing state.
No.
I mean, no, this is largely a ceremonial thing.
Not for
doing.
Them.
You know what's so funny about this whole conversation? Because I'm old enough to remember when a lot of people laughed at the idea of Donald Trump being president. They're like, there's no way.
Right.
I'm old enough to remember like Jesse Ventura as a wrestler.
Yeah.
And
me too.
Guess what? So
Arnold Schwarzenegger became the governor of California.
There will be people who are literally Jets fans, who are football fans, who are fans of chaos, who'll be like, Aaron Rodgers is on a ticket? Yeah, I'm punching. Yeah.
Not suggesting that he couldn't do it. I'm suggesting that he could not do them simultaneously. He would have to retire. The Jets would retain his contract rights, of course. When the run is done in November, he could return then. But you can't do it from now until then and do
wait,
both.
Wait.
No
so
way.
So him running, you don't think he would win. Therefore, that would free him up to be the quarterback.
What's that, about week 8?
After the
something
election.
Something like that? Something in the neighborhood of week? What is
week
the,
8, week 8, week 10?
Is it
10?
Early this year, the election? When is the first Tuesday in November this year?
Yeah.
I'll look it up for you so we have it exact.
Yeah, so whatever it is.
Because we're really.
Well, then figure out. Let's look at the schedule. Oh, the schedule hasn't come out yet. Well, maybe the game will. Maybe the schedule will get backloaded. Division games will all come later in the season, so we get some of the unimportant games out early, and then Aaron comes in and saves the day.
It's all fun and games, right? In theory, but here's the thing: you have a franchise who literally said, "Aaron, this is your world.
We are the New York Aarons."
You're right, but this is a bridge much.
Fair.
One thing if he's doing Jeopardy. It's another thing if he's
running for a political office.
Like, I follow. I'm not a partisan, but I do follow politics pretty closely. RFK is the biggest number three we have. Like, he's going to wind up getting millions of votes.
I understand.
He's the most viable third option that there is going to be. This is not a joke. This is not.
I'm not saying
this is not a ceremony.
But does that mean that he is going to be holding campaign events every day from now until November?
Yes, it does.
Every day. If you got Aaron Rodgers on your ticket, do you really have to? Like, you just say, hey, this is my guy.
Do you have to provide equal time? Like, during the telecast of the Jet game, like, do they have, will there be laws that on CBS they have to then provide equal time to candidate President Biden and former President Trump to make sure that all the time is equal? I mean, this is the conversation
Tembo
that we are having because this is what's happening.
Tembo is a knot because he's like, this makes no logical sense whatsoever.
You're
bro,
right.
We
You're
are
right.
past logic.
It doesn't compute.
With that, like, get strapped in, baby. Like, ooh, we're going for a ride.
His Vulcan mind can't comprehend all of but Captain Kirk, this makes no sense. No, it doesn't make sense. It's not supposed to make sense.
I mean, from the perspective of, like, you can't have, it would be a security issue. You can't have a vice presidential candidate on TV trying to be killed by other men every week. You can't actually have them
unprotected.
These
are unusual circumstances. He's not trying to be killed. He's doing his job. Like, right. Other people have a job and run for office. Yeah. I'm just saying, like,
no,
they continue doing their
apples
job.
To
are you
elephants.
Suggesting the danger here becomes the fact that he's in a wide open stadium? Or are you saying the danger becomes the fact that T.J. Watt is running after him trying to knock him down?
Hey, I mean, there's security that
but he won't be the vice president. I get it. If they win.
But even
in a world
in
which Aaron Rodgers is now the vice president-elect, I understand where that would change things.
Mm-hmm.
But just being a vice presidential nominee or candidate,
it will
I don't
still
think
come
means-
with a lot of security detail. Like, you won't be able to have a normal news conference. You won't be able to have normal security
man.
At games. I'm not so sure that it's even functional. Like, the NFL actually has the, I mean, they definitely don't have the infrastructure to do anything like this because they've never had to. But I actually did reread the CBA this morning, and there's nothing saying that he can't do
of
it.
Of course. Hembo
reread
the CBA, guys.
Yeah. He read the CBA this morning.
I did check in with the CBA, and I found nothing.
Here's the thing. Like, all kidding aside, and there's no way to put all kidding
that
aside.
That tracks, brother.
Imagine you're Robert Saleh, and your job is hanging by a thread. And everything that can possibly have gone wrong has gone wrong.
It's not funny. It's not
from
funny.
The moment Hard Knocks ended last year. And in the, you know, from the moment Aaron ran out onto that field carrying the flag.
Beautiful moment.
Which I saw on Twitter yesterday, 84,000 times.
It was beautiful being there live.
Like,
greatest moment.
1.5 minutes in real time after that took place. Yeah. Robert Saleh's life has been a living hell.
Yeah.
I mean, he has waited his whole life to get this one shot at being a head coach. And everything that could possibly have gone wrong has gone wrong. He survived last season. He got through it. A lot of people thought he would get fired. A lot of people thought he deserved to get fired. He didn't. They're giving him another chance. He's got his shot. This is it. This is my one last opportunity to fulfill my life's dream. And now I'm sitting in an office with Joe Douglas and a bunch of other people, free agency. I'm going to need that lineman. I got to get that guy. Can we pay that much for this guy? I don't know. We're under the cap. Can we do this? Hold on. There's a knock at the door. Coach, I got to talk to you. Not right now. I'm too busy. I got
Eric
stuff
Gelfand
going on here. Coach, is
their PR guy.
I got stuff going on. There's something you desperately need to know. What could possibly be important enough that you are bothering me during my free agent work? Well, Coach, there's a story in the New York Times that says that Aaron Rodgers is being seriously considered for a run at the vice presidency of the United States. Just imagine the mood in that room. Like, what are the next words spoken? Like, if once that sentence is spoken, Kmart, bearing in mind this is a family-friendly show, what are the next words spoken in that room?
We're having fun with it. I don't think anybody within the Jets is feeling that, like, this is a foregone conclusion that we have to really deal with. Now, even Sauce tweeting yesterday in Jess, like, oh, that's why bro's not hit me back on Twitter, my text messages, because he's running for VP. Like, it's all
in
like
all honesty, do you think that they knew this before they signed Tyrod Taylor? Like, do you think the two things go hand in hand? Or is that a move independent of Aaron Rodgers' candidacy here?
It's independent, but I don't think this is a thing that's going to send Robert Saleh off the deep end. I don't think it's so, like, pie in the sky, like, okay, that's a funny thing, until Aaron Rodgers is like, let's go.
I think it's a real thing.
Let's go. I think there's no way Aaron Rodgers, in all his Aaron Rodgers-ness, is thinking, I can't possibly be vice president. There's no, there's nothing that Aaron Rodgers thinks he cannot do.
I agree with that.
Or is smart enough to do.
I agree with that.
If you would have, if allowed, he probably would have tried to fix his own Achilles. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where Aaron Rodgers is in life. So, I like, honestly, I kind of want to see it.
Greeny, we should be.
Just for the content.
We should be operating like this definitely could happen, right? We're joking because you can't not joke.
I think, I'm looking on Twitter. I've been live on TV, as we all have been, for the last 2 hours and change. I think RFK Jr. was on Morning Joe today. Am I looking at this correctly? And confirmed that, no, that's not Morning Joe. That's, I don't know. It's Fox News. I'm not sure.
You're saying he did an interview this morning and addressed
and confirmed.
All the stuff is getting tweeted like 3 minutes ago.
Okay.
and confirmed that he is considering Aaron Rodgers as one.
I love it.
Confirmed the New York Times story that he is considering Aaron Rodgers to be his running mate.
It's real.
How do you not love this?
It is real. Now, whether he actually winds up choosing Rodgers or not, whether Rodgers actually accepts it or not, I mean, is Aaron Rodgers the kind of person who says, if nominated, I will not run, right? Isn't that like a famous saying?
He's running if he's nominated.
Yeah. I agree. I think Aaron Rodgers is running.
We're going to get to see Aaron Rodgers debate Kamala Harris on a stage this summer.
He's not going to be in the debate.
The vice presidential debate?
No, I don't think he...
Why not?
Because I think there's some threshold they have to surpass.
You don't think they'll clear it?
No, whoever the third-party candidates were in 2020, they weren't in the debate.
Not in all of them.
Were they in any of them?
I think so.
They
weren't in the main ones, but...
There was no third party.
The amount of interest in this and the threshold that they might clear, I'm not considering that as outside the realm of possibility.
Well, let's not get over our skis.
Sure.
I have no idea if that's going to happen or not. I do know that I think it is a real possibility that Aaron... Let's put it this way. Let me say it this way. Knowing Aaron as little but as well as I do...
Mm-hmm.
If RFK asks him to run with him, he will do
he
it.
He is totally like,
for sure.
Let's I mean, 100%
for
people.
Sure. Yes,
he is. 1,000%
he would rather. He
do
wants
it.
To do it.
If he's chosen, yeah.
Whether he thinks he can do it and play quarterback at the same time, that's the part I don't know.
Anyway, Joe, who do you want to take at number 10?
Yes. Seriously, I mean, what were the next words spoken in the room? Greeny live from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase. Kmart, Madam Secretary, I don't even know what to say.
This is the
wildest day in a lifetime of wild days. Being a fan of this team, this was definitely the one I did not see coming. We'll take a short break. We'll try to regroup, and we'll go forward on ESPN Radio. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Greeny, the podcast.
I mean, I just don't know what to tell you. Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. I think people are a little surprised by my take on this. They expected me to be incredibly upset. I mean, there does come a point where all you can do is laugh. Like, are we living in the bizarro world or just the bizarre world? Like, the Washington Post has a story. By the way, did I mention that we're Greeny and we're presented by Progressive Insurance? The Washington Post has a story that says that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has selected a running mate and plans to announce that person in the next 2 weeks. There is a rule I'm reading here. I confess I'm way over my head on this stuff, but I guess independent candidates have to name their running mates much earlier than the other candidates do. For some reason, I don't have time to read the entire story, but there is a reason. So he actually has an accelerated timetable by which he has to do this. And according to the Washington Post, in a story that I'm looking at that was just posted, he has spoken with Aaron Rodgers, Jesse Ventura, former Senator Scott Brown, Andrew Yang, Tulsi Gabbard, and Tony Robbins, the motivational speaker. Apparently, he's also had conversations with Mike Rowe, who is the host of Discovery Channel show Dirty Jobs.
That's quite the eclectic mix, huh?
I mean, I just don't know where to go with this. I mean, this is happening to the New York Jets. Like, has there ever been a circus like this? Like, because the damage is done. Like, there's no way in the world this isn't a thing now. Right?
Oh, it's a thing now.
I suppose. Okay, so let's talk about this. First of all, I'll hold the read a second. Let's live in a world where RFK Jr. announces his vice presidential running mate, and it isn't Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Does all that go away now? Is everything just fine, normal? However normal things were yesterday, they are again for the Jets?
For the most part, I think the toothpaste is back in the tube. I don't know what lingering effects there would be, if there would be any. It's not obvious to me that there would be anything negative that would come of the news this past week, unless there's more to it that I don't know. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do. I mean, the idea that Aaron Rodgers has a political mindset is certainly not news. That has been extremely evident over the course of the last few months and has been discussed in many forums. So I don't think anyone would say, ooh, who knew that Aaron Rodgers, you know, had views on political issues. So, yes, I think this goes away completely if and when the vice presidential nominee, the running mate for RFK Jr. is announced and that person's name is anything other than Aaron Rodgers. But God help us if it is. I mean, if it is Aaron Rodgers, then from that point on, we are, I don't use this phrase lightly, we are in uncharted waters. Right, like we are now in a place we've never been before.
I dispute the notion that you posited earlier that he could do both.
I'm not suggesting he could do both. I'm telling you I think he'll think he can do both. And he'll try and talk Woody Johnson and Roger Goodell into letting him try to do both.
I think it is much likelier that Rodgers jumps in with 2 feet into that water, into the governmental waters for this time, for this campaign, and decides if he wants to play football, he'll do it later. He just strikes me as an all-in person. You can't be all-in in two things. It's much too hard. His energy and effort would need to go to one of those two things, both of which are super hard in and of themselves.
We'll see. I'm just saying he doesn't think the way everybody else thinks. Like, I'll say this again. People make fun of him for the whole I'm going to come back from the Achilles thing and all that kind of stuff. It is certainly very much... The reality is he never really had a chance. But I'm here to tell you, he believed he did. He wasn't just saying that. He believed that. People, you can convince yourself, certain people can convince themselves of almost anything, including the impossible, I guess. And so I absolutely do not put it past him to think he could do it. Now, whether the Jets would let him do it, whether the league would let him do it, or any other thing, I have no idea.
Okay, so...
But I think he'd think he could do it.
Maybe so. Let's live in that world. The Jets piece of it, and then the league's piece of it. You can't imagine a world in which Woody Johnson says, go ahead and try both.
No.
That's unfathomable.
I have a very hard time living in that world.
I mean, who are we kidding?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. The Jets are so concerned with Rodgers being happy with them, like they have done, well, I guess they haven't gone quite this far. I was going to say they've bent over backwards about as much as any organization ever has for any person. I guess it's one thing to say, yeah, we'll sign David Bakhtiari, and another to say, yeah, you can run for vice president while you're our quarterback.
I mean, who are we kidding? They can't do that. It's not possible. Now, the league, do you think they could actually step in and do something?
I don't know.
I didn't find anything in the CBA.
You actually read the CBA, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I was just dying to see if something like this existed, but of course no one thought of it.
I mean, what would be in the CBA?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to run for president.
We're going to have to make that rule now.
Yeah. Did you look up in the index, president, comma, vice? mate, comma, running?
You said you'd be dying to be a fly on the wall in Robert Saleh's office yesterday. I would feel the same way about Roger Goodell. Like, that's the job I don't want, is being the kid who has to show Roger Goodell that headline on his phone. That's the job I don't want.
I think it's much worse for Robert Saleh than it is for Roger Goodell.
Oh, I don't think so.
You don't think so? Roger Goodell is not going to get fired because Aaron Rodgers runs for the vice presidency of the United States.
But Roger Goodell has a billion-dollar league to oversee.
But this isn't going to have any perceptible impact on that.
I totally disagree.
Aaron Rodgers got knocked out in the fourth play of last season. The NFL had the biggest season it's ever had. If he isn't in the league this year to go run for vice president, is the league suddenly going to be less interesting to people?
No, definitely not less interesting, but it's going to... It will definitely be a thing that Roger Goodell does not want. Do you think that Roger Goodell...
I'm not saying if you said to him, listen, you can choose between these two things. This happens or it doesn't happen. Of course, he would choose it doesn't happen. But I don't think it's catastrophic for the league. I think it's barely a ripple.
Oh, I totally disagree.
Why? What ripple does it cause?
Aaron
Rodgers decides he wants to run for vice president, he retires.
Mm-hmm.
Or steps away, takes a hiatus, and his contract is being held, whatever. I mean, Brett Favre did exactly that once. He retired and teams held on to his rights.
But he wasn't on TV every day talking about international issues and his vaccine stance and all sorts of things.
But other people are going to be doing that. So what difference does it make if he's not playing? Then whatever.
And Rodgers is already doing that.
Because he's identifiable as an NFL player.
But not always. I mean, he's not playing.
I think you are vastly understating how much Roger Goodell would not want this to happen.
What? The impact that it has on him is what?
The impact it has on him is a daily PR hit from a lot of the country that hates the thing that's happening.
But what PR hit is he taking? Like, is there one person who's not going to put on CBS, NBC, Fox,
no, of course
or,
not.
Or
it's not going to affect
ESPN
the television
to watch
ratings.
A football game. What's it going to affect?
Remember back when we learned that Aaron Rodgers had not been vaccinated, right?
Yeah.
And there was like a big torrent around that for a week. That's going to be like 5 months.
But he won the MVP. A, he was playing then. B, he won the MVP that year.
Who cares how good he was?
No, but because everyone talked about how big a deal it was going to be, and then it wasn't. When he came to the Jets, not one person was not. He's running out onto the field carrying a flag. They acted like we literally acted like it was the second coming. I mean, you know a lot more about that than I do.
I do.
But I can't imagine a louder ovation. So, I mean, you're telling me that the world moves on. If he's not, here's what I will say. Mm. If he's actually playing on Sundays and doing like he's at a campaign rally in St. Paul on a Thursday and then, maybe they schedule them around the games. So like the Jets are playing the Vikings on Sunday. So they'll schedule a campaign rally on Saturday so he can be there at that and then still be in the team hotel for the walkthrough. Like that I can see creating an issue.
It's insane.
If he steps away from the league entirely, then I think Roger has far bigger issues.
So what Roger wants the least is for Rogers to be doing both, is what you're saying.
Look, as I said before, I think Aaron believes he can do both. I don't think there's any conceivable chance he actually winds up doing both. Like, someone is going to have to step in and say, we can't have this.
Lots of people would have to step in, but I think he would. I think he would retire.
He might retire or just take a break. I mean, take a.
I think he would do
that. Like Ross and Rachel, we're on a break and we're just stepping away.
Whatever that means, he could take a year off.
You know what it means. Your wife loves Friends. You know exactly what it means. You telling me you don't know what that means?
Ross and Rachel being on a break?
Yes.
Can't say I do.
You
do you know who those people are?
Friends.
I have seen Friends on, but I don't follow the characters, the storyline. It's just on when I watch baseball games on my iPad. Ross and Rachel, I know, are members of that show.
They're members of the show? Yeah, they were show members.
You can't make pop culture references that I won't know.
They're on a break means, right?
Yeah, of course I know what that means. I assume they were dating and then someone did something they shouldn't have and one misunderstood the other. But I don't know what
sounds
you're talking
like you
about.
Know exactly what the storyline is.
Is that it?
Yeah, and he wrote a 16-page letter front and back, and he fell asleep reading it. All these things happen while you were busy reading the CBA. All right, 30 seconds for AutoZone. Are you dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. Their free battery testing can help you know if you need a new battery or not, or if you're in need of a fresh charge. And if you do happen to need a replacement battery, they can help with that too. They're the only place you can find proven tough Duralast batteries. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. All right, I have a question.
You ask these questions.
Greeny's question of the day.
Bubba, my question is to you. You are the producer of this show. You are the highest ranking member of the hashtag crew when it comes to that. You have been my trusted, right hand man all these years on doing radio. How am I supposed to deal with this on the air? Like, I spent a lot of time last night when this happened thinking, how am I, like, if it actually happens, like, I am the least political talk show host on planet Earth. I think it is possible that since the year 2000, I have been on the air live more hours than any other human being in America, in any context. I don't know who's been doing more hours than I have. Suffice it to say, I'm in the team photo. I've spent that many hours on the air, and I have stayed out of all of this. My philosophy has always been, you can agree with it or disagree with it, my philosophy has always been, that's not why you're coming to me. You're not coming to me to hear me talking about this stuff. You're coming to me because you want to get away from that stuff. You want to hear me talk about, the struggles of the New York Jets. Because every sports fan can relate to that. Stace always says that to me. Michael, they love the fact that you're a legitimate fan, and even if they don't care about the Jets, they relate to it because they understand the pain and the suffering and the angst and the happy and the sad and all that kind of stuff. It's relatable. And I agree. But all of a sudden, the quarterback of the Jets is seriously being considered. I'm reading this in the New York Times and the Washington Post. So this is the height of credible reporting. Is seriously being considered to be the running mate of a legitimate presidential candidate. Not one who's going to win, but one who cannot be ignored completely. How am I supposed to deal with this, Bubba?
I mean, I think just like how we did so far, we're not talking about the politics. We're not talking about what Aaron Rodgers' policies are going to be. We're not talking about what RFK's policies are going to be. Hypothetically, we're just talking about how is it possible and how is it going to impact the Jets? And then you as a Jets fan, how is it going to? So I think what we did for the last 20 minutes or the base of the whole show so far is what we would do. And then as news changes or the story changes, we would adjust. But I think so far we're doing it perfectly. How is this news going to impact the Jets? How insane is it for Woody Johnson? How insane is it for Robert Saleh? How insane is it as a Jets fan? Goodell, we're hitting all the angles, just straight sports, and we're doing it perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't have a better idea. So here's the thing. Like, you just said an interesting thing. We're not talking about what Aaron Rodgers' policies are. I only know one. Like, we all know one of his policies, right? We all know something he's very strongly against. If he does become the running mate, he's going to answer questions about all, like, he'll be asked legitimate questions by legitimate journalists, and he will weigh in on things like, I don't know, the Middle East and the abortion debate and all sorts of other things that we will be asked of all the other people running for these offices, because that's what you do when you're running for these offices. Like, could he seriously be running for vice president? This could actually happen. I'm beside myself.
And you seem to think that Roger wouldn't care.
No. Who's Roger?
Roger Goodell.
I think so long as he gets out of, is no longer a player in the league.
You don't think people would associate everything that Aaron Rodgers says with the NFL?
Yeah, but not in a meaningful enough way that it has any impact. What's the tangible impact?
What do you mean tangible?
That's what we keep saying. He keeps asking, what is the impact? And you haven't.
You keep saying, oh, come on. Oh, come on is not an answer to what is the impact.
What is going to happen that's so bad?
No, not one less person, not one fewer person is going to watch an NFL game. But that seems to be the only thing that you think matters.
Well, what else matters?
The perception of the league.
By who?
By America. When we had all these concussion issues, people still watched football, but we talked about the concussion issues, and it was bad for football.
But what conversation? The concussion issues were bad for football.
NFL player supports thing.
Right.
And that will be something that people will read, non-sports fans.
And they'll say former NFL player. The accurate statement would be former NFL player supports thing.
Future Jets quarterback.
But he has also been on McAfee week after week talking about stuff that he believes in for, 3 years.
Sure has. That's true.
And he's been a quarterback for 3 years while he's been doing all this stuff. I understand he'd be touching on more sensitive issues, but he's not afraid to go there now on ESPN airwaves.
Gerald Ford was the president of the United States. He was a football player. Jack Kemp was a high-ranking
that
senator,
was the best
ran
comp
for the presidency.
I could find.
Bill Bradley ran for the presidency. He was a senator from New Jersey forever. I mean, if people who disagreed with Bill Bradley didn't say, boy, I hate the Knicks now.
The world is different now, don't you think?
Yeah, the world is different, but it it also moves past things really quickly. Mm. Like, there was a time when Aaron Rodgers might be running for vice president, would actually have led the news for like a month. This is going to be displaced by something in the next 2 hours in terms of interest. That's just the world we live in now. Like, this won't even be trending on Twitter by tomorrow.
No, but if and when he is announced, it will be trending more than tomorrow.
If and when he is announced?
So, I mean,
it's possible.
The New York Times headline is that Rodgers and Ventura top RFK's list. It's not like he's among them. No, like, he's the first name in the headline.
No, it is. I know. I read this. Believe me. I read. If you're saying that as though I didn't read
no,
the story.
No, I'm sure you reread the story five times.
I've done nothing but read the story. I've literally spent no time doing anything since 5 o'clock yesterday.
Did you see the picture on the hike together?
Besides reading the story.
Robert and Aaron?
We know they're very close.
We know they're very close.
He's made that clear before. I don't even. Okay. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I mean, Sauce Gardner tweeted, oh, Aaron about to become the VP. That's why he hasn't been answering my text messages. I mean, that's where we stand right now. Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
All right, who is the last quarterback to be the vice presidential candidate?
It is General Knowledge Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it. Yeah, General. Okay, go ahead.
On an unrelated note. Derrick Henry has rushed for at least 10 touchdowns in 6 consecutive seasons. That is the third longest streak in NFL history. Who owns that record? The record for most consecutive seasons with at least 10 rushing touchdowns.
I'm not going to lie to you. I missed the question, but I hope everyone else heard it. We'll come back. I'll have it repeated to me, and we'll try and answer it next on ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greeny, the podcast.
Greeny with you on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. Do you know what show this is the theme to?
Yes, this is the Friends theme song.
So why are you saying that in a condescending way when you didn't know the most famous thing about that show?
That's not...
Can you name the 6 people on the show? Can you name the 6 characters?
No.
You could not name the 6 friends.
He couldn't even name the Beatles.
By their actual names?
No, not the actors. The actual characters on the show. Could you name any of them?
Yeah, Phoebe.
That's right. That's one.
Phoebe's one of them. You just said Rachel?
Right.
Jen Aniston's on that show, but I don't know her
Jen?
Name.
Jen? Are we calling her Jen now? Are we on
she's Rachel.
A short.
Oh,
version.
She's Rachel.
She's Rachel.
So, I know Matthew Perry's on the show.
Yeah, was on the show. Yeah, sure. You don't know what his name was?
Matthew Perry's name on Friends.
All right.
Is that common knowledge?
Yes. Extremely common knowledge. All right. Answer the question or ask the question
Speaking
and we'll try and answer it.
Of common knowledge, Derrick Henry has rushed for at least 10 touchdowns in 6 consecutive seasons. That is the third longest streak in the history of the NFL. Who owns the record? The record for most consecutive seasons with at least 10 rushing touchdowns.
So to me, the key word in this is consecutive. When you first said it, that word didn't register in my head. And I thought, it's not possible to me that only two people have had more than 6-10 rushing touchdown seasons. Now that I realize it's consecutive, I have a better guess. So I'm going to go way back. This can go back as far as you want it to go, right?
All time.
I'm going to guess Jim Brown. I think it is Jim Brown. He never had a bad season in the NFL. He would hold every record in NFL history if he had played a full career. He retired at the age of 30. So I'm going to guess. I mean, they ran for a lot more touchdowns than they threw back in those days. I mean, there are quite a few good. I mean, it's going to be just the normal, the usual suspects of great running backs. But I will guess Jim Brown. Cam, how about you?
Jim Brown's a good one. I'm going modern, though, with LaDainian Tomlinson.
Okay. Bubba?
Yeah, I'm going with Cam's guess as well, LaDainian Tomlinson.
What do you have from Bubba and from Jack?
Both Brandon and Jack.
Brandon, sorry.
Are going with LaDainian Tomlinson.
Whoa.
Whoa, LT.
So it's all LTs except me on Jim Brown.
And one of you is right. LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yeah, let's go.
LT.
Nine straight seasons of 10 Jets or more rushing touchdowns. Jim Brown had 9, 17, 14, 9, 8, 13, 12, 7, and 17. But keep in mind, those were 12 and 14 game seasons.
Greeny should have got that, the Jets guy.
That hurt.
As a Jets guy.
Yeah. Were any of those LaDainian Tomlinson seasons for the Jets?
No.
And he came to the Jets at the end of his career. Yeah. But
that's when the Jets get people.
That whole streak. Exactly right.
And then they run for VP.
We get guys like, when
they're setting up their political careers.
We get guys when they're done scoring touchdowns and are running for vice president. That's when we tend to get guys. All right, everyone got that one right but me. It's been that kind of day. All right, Greeny, college basketball is on the home stretch tonight. ACC tournament action here on most of these ESPN radio stations presented by Robinhood. So if you watch Get Up in the Morning, then you have heard a million times our analysts say the following word. I had Hembo look something up for me. I had Hembo look this up. Thanks, Hembo, for that stat. Well, today, I finally did what they always do. I had Hembo look something up for me. And Bubba, you're not going to like what we found out.
Okay.
So all this criticism of the Cowboys being the one team that have not gone all in. They've gone literally the opposite of all in. They've gone all out. And Jerry Jones saying, well, we're all in on free agency. And they literally are the only team to have basically done nothing so far. And I wondered, is that criticism of that, might it actually be a good strategy? Like, do the teams that jump all in on free agency wind up actually reaping the benefit of that? Or does history tell us that not spending big money at the beginning in particular of free agency is the smarter move?
Yeah, smarter move. I like that. Let's go.
I was surprised, but the answer is not what you want it to be.
What?
So Hembo looked it up. We went back 10 years. We looked at, over the course of that time in each year, the top three spending teams and the bottom three spending teams in each year. Mm-hmm. So that's 60 teams overall. And the numbers came out the following way. The teams that spent the most money wound up improving by an average of 2 wins per season, right? They got 2 wins better in the next season.
That's right. Of the 30 teams, 21 improved their record, 2 had the same record, and only 7 had a worse record.
So your chances are very good of increasing your win total by spending that money. Conversely, it is an equal opposite reaction. The teams that spent the least wound up losing 1.5 more games per season.
That's right. Of those 30 teams, 18 had a worse record, 5 had the same record, and only 7 improved their record.
So there you have it. It's 7 out of 60 in both cases. You're trying to thread that needle. It's 14 out of 60. So what is that? What percentage is 14 out of 60? It's a pretty small. 15 out of 60 would be 25%. So it's not even that. So if you are one of the lowest spending teams, which they're not assured of being yet, but they certainly feel like they're headed that way on an express train, the Cowboys are, to being one of the 3 lowest spending teams in free agency, then you only have about a 14% chance, or whatever that number at, I know, 20-something percent chance. I'm very bad at that, but whatever. You just heard the numbers of increasing your win total the following season. I thought it was good research. I was glad we were able to do it as quickly as we did, because I think that is instructive this week.
I was very surprised with the results. When I go into a project like this, I usually expect something, and that's often affirmed, because it has long been my belief that free agency is a good place to waste money. In reality, if you spend it properly, it can go a long way in immediately improving your team. By no means do I believe that you can build your team through it. That's not the way to do it. But what you can do is supplement your roster through free agency, and for a team like the Cowboys, who actually is pretty close to the top of the mountain, I do think it would have behooved them to be a lot more aggressive early in free agency rather than just basically wait and hope for bargain chips to fall at the very, very bottom. But honestly, that's kind of what we should have expected given the state of the salary cap right now.
Well, that's what I think it is, Bubba. I think you are being hamstrung. Your team is being held hostage, if you will, by the Dak Prescott contract.
Right.
And by the pending contract demands of C.D. Lamb and Micah Parsons. I think they're sort of handcuffed.
Yeah, no, I mean, the numbers are interesting, because I was kind of thinking the same thing with Hembo, where it's like, oh, these big spenders, a lot of times you always say, oh, this team spent the most, and they didn't really improve. So I was surprised. That is interesting, but we'll see what happens. I still got faith that they'll mess it up at some point later on.
The problem is they didn't have to be a big spender. They just didn't spend at all. Like, yeah. Derrick Henry didn't cost that much. Patrick
That's
Queen
the
didn't
one. I was
cost
hoping they
much,
got at least Derrick
And they
Henry.
Didn't get either, and they lost Tony Pollard, so they got worse.
Give me Henry. I wish we got him.
There is a running back in this year's draft. Lewis Riddick brought him up. So I've been doing my players. I'm at 75 players so far, based upon all of the mock drafts that I found everywhere. There's a running back that Lewis brought up who I believe will be the first running back taken. He will not. I do not expect him to go in round one. He could be the answer to that. I'll tell you who that is as we continue on a monumentally weird day with Greeny and Company on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.